up with this list. Something to Whatever Face Podcast.
Oh, but you at least got to get the name right.
Is that not it?
Whatever Face. Is that what it's called?
No, that's what they said it was called. Okay, whatever okay. Face Podcast.
I thought you were just missing it. I'm like.
Corey's good at this. Corey. Nah, I won't say it now. But.
What up? What up? You can say whatever you want. I got two of my favorite people to converse with online. I got Darvin Ham Face, and I got Julius Randle Face in the building with me today. One of these bro, I feel like we formed a brotherhood during COVID. One of these brothers I've actually seen in person and kick it with for real. The other one lives in Boston, so, you know, it is what it is. But I got two friends and family in the show. I got my main bros, Tao and Christian, up this week. Good brothers, how are you?
Peace, bro. I'm good. Everything is good, man.
Yeah, everything is good. On my side.
Can't complain.
I love the calm atmosphere that we have here. I just want to put this out in the air. Christian, you have no preparation for what's about to happen tonight, correct?
Nah. Mm.
Tao, you have no preparation for about to happen tonight, correct?
No preparation, brother. None at all.
I love this, and I love you too. So here's what's going to happen. We're going to be playing a game all throughout tonight's pod. And Tao, you asked for this, so you are here for the second installment of Movie Versus.
But black movies only.
This is gonna work.
That's the stipulation. Let's go. Fire.
This is how this is gonna work. We're gonna have random conversation all night, and I'm gonna throw out a movie matchup, or I'm gonna throw out a actor matchup, and you guys are gonna go back and forth, five movies a piece. We're gonna grade them like a versus. But here's the catch.
Fire. Let's go.
Here's the catch. You guys, I'm gonna give you, and that's why I said it's a game within a game, because outside of the movie versus, I'm gonna be giving you guys both topics where I'm gonna give you a side to defend. So for instance, I'll say, Christian, you got Juicy Fruit. Tao, you got Big Red. That's just as an example. I'm going to be doing this throughout the show, random topics for both of you guys, because I know you debate team members love having aggressive conversation with each other.
Big Red is nasty.
Well, yeah, this is my number one number. This is my number one nemesis right here. You know what I mean?
Big Red is
I love him like, that's I love why, him like that's a brother. I love him like a brother, but I'm gonna take his head off tonight. No freak.
Big Red's nasty. I just wanted to say that before we begin to other stuff. Big Red is disgusting, gum. It's disgusting.
So here's what
he's like lemon cookies though.
So here's how we're gonna do this. I'm gonna give you guys the topics throughout the night. You have one audible call. An audible is you get to choose your own topic. Let's say I say Yankees, Red Sox, and neither of you guys want to debate that. You only have one audible that you can call for the whole show. But the catch is you have to use it before the show's over.
Right.
All right, that's cool. I'm with it.
You only get one. But throughout the show, I will be giving you guys opposing topics. I will be telling you which side you're arguing, and if you don't want like that particular topic, you call an audible, and then you guys can say whatever. Like, so Tao has one audible. If he don't like the topic, he can change it to whatever. Christian, you have to engage.
I feel like Christian, I'm in school again.
It's great.
Mad rules, right? But I love it though. I love it though. I'm here for it, man. I'm here for
it.
So we're gonna start things. We're gonna start things fairly easy. Our first topic. This is probably gonna be the one pod where I'll do very little talking and a lot of laughing. So these two brothers like to combat each other on every single thing. So I said, why not bring them up here and have them do it on a pod?
Let's go.
First topic we got going. It's gonna be very lighthearted. Christian, you're going to be arguing why the Knicks are the bigger NBA story that's not being covered. And Tao, you will be arguing why if the Lakers miss the play-in and playoffs, why that would be the bigger sports topic. I will give
you thought about this. Okay. Let's go.
I will give each of you a minute 30 for your opening argument. You can't rebuttal the other person until they get their minute and 30 off. I have the timer going. Who wants to call heads or tails? Who wants to call it?
Christian, you call it. You call it.
Oh, yeah. Let me get heads.
Tails it is. Tao, who do you want to go first, yourself or Christian?
I'm going to go first because I always go first in the corner battles. I'm going to keep that energy. I'm going to go first. And, yeah, I'm going to go first, too, because I want to apply the pressure. So, basically, my minute 30 starts right now?
It starts right now.
All right, cool. So, my topic is the Lakers being the bigger story of disappointment or whatever the case may be.
If they do not make the playoffs, yes.
Right, okay, yeah. So I definitely, the funny thing is about my topic, I think Christian actually agrees with my topic and probably feels like that's the bigger story between the two options. He probably's mad that he has to defend the Knicks right now, but so that's why I figured I'd go first too, you know what I'm saying? Because I definitely want to get my popcorn ready for his rebuttal. But yeah, I think the truth be told, I'm a Knicks fan. As y'all know, and yeah, despite that, I definitely think the bigger story between the two options you gave, or bigger disappointment, however you want to word it, is definitely the Lakers if they miss the play-in. I feel like honestly, if they were to make the play-in and make the first round and get bumped in the first round, I think that's a disappointment too. I feel like they've been super disappointing since the bubble. And, you know, I don't know. I can't really pinpoint why that is because I feel like on paper, last year and this year, they look good. You know, they made some changes this year. Christian spent the whole year talking about his wish list and what was going to happen and what he thought was going to happen and what the streets told him was going to happen. And 99.9% of the time, that's not what happened. You know what I'm saying? By default, they got rid of Russ by default. So he got one.
10 seconds, though.
He got one with that. But yeah, the Lakers, based on their team on paper, they should definitely be competing at least for the semifinals of the Western Conference. They shouldn't be getting eliminated in round one or missing the play-in. That's
Christian.
Yeah. Knicks, that minute and a half went by fast as fuck, too. Not for nothing.
Yeah, I know.
I gotta be a little more detailed in my answer next time.
Don't worry, we got a full show for you to get your bearings and I'm gonna get it.
And Christian, can you say my what I have to argue, what I have to say for the Knicks again?
Their positioning in the Eastern Conference and why that's the bigger story versus the Lakers not making the playoffs being the bigger story. And go.
So the Knicks potentially making the playoffs should be the biggest story because you got to think about it, they haven't won a championship since like 1970, like since the 70s, they haven't won a championship since the 70s. They had an opportunity to get Donovan Mitchell in the offseason and they didn't. Instead, they went with Jalen Brunson. And a lot of the Knicks fans are really loving how he's playing and stuff and leading the team. But, you know, in my opinion, if they get bounced in the first round, the organization's going to look like idiots because I feel like they should have went after Donovan Mitchell. I think Donovan Mitchell, in my opinion, would take them further in the playoffs. So in my opinion, I think it should be a bigger deal because with the Lakers, you had the whole Westbrook fiasco, which was a failure. Everyone knew that was going to be a failure. And they just made all these massive trades. So it's not a guarantee that they're going to make the playoffs. So it's kind of like we're hoping that they make the playoffs and we're hoping that they have success. But with the Knicks, it's kind of more like y'all put all your eggs in a basket with this Jalen Brunson. So if he drops the ball, that's another mistake yet again on the organization, the Knicks organization.
10 seconds, Chris.
That's it. That's all I got. That's all.
I will now give you guys the floor to go back and forth about each other's points. Since Tom went first, Christian, you get to rebuttal his point about the Lakers. But remember, you're arguing in position for the Knicks. So floor is yours, guys.
Yeah, so with Todd's point,
you don't have to wait at the minute 30. You can. This is full-fledged. You just get the first round is minute 30. Gotcha. But after that, Todd can jump in and talk to you. I have a reckless he wants while you're speaking. So go gotcha. Right ahead.
So with Todd's point about the Lakers, my only pushback is with the Lakers is that they made this massive trade, that they made all these good trades and stuff at the deadline. So they were already kind of behind the bubble because of the whole Westbrook failure. So it's kind of like if they do make the playoffs, like we hoping it's going to be great. We'll see if they can do damage. But it's like the expectations are not, I would say they're not as high as for the Knicks, because the Knicks have had Jalen Brunson all year. It was kind of expected for them. The way he's playing and stuff, they kind of have expectations to make it to at least the second round and stuff.
And they do now, though. They do now, yeah, though. Fact, initially, fact, yeah. Nobody had expectations for the Knicks to do anything. And that really wasn't going to move the Jalen Brunson signing. Nobody really thought that was going to move the needle like that, especially when we didn't get Donovan Mitchell. The Knicks overachieved this season. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think they're fourth in the East right now, fourth or fifth in the East. And that's an overachievement.
Okay, okay.
They were considered a playing team, if that. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I was about to push back, because I think the Knicks – I think everyone saw the Knicks would still make the playoffs. I don't think everyone saw them making that this high of a seeding. So I'll give
definitely.
You that.
They overachieved, and that's definitely a big story. But ultimately, gotcha. I just feel like a team that has LeBron James and Anthony Davis should always be a championship contender, as far as I'm concerned. Gotcha. You know what I mean? Like, I know AD is soft and he gets injured a lot, and I know LeBron is. Father Time is eventually going to catch up to him, even though we haven't really seen it like that yet. But with the two of them on that team, that's automatic contender every time. You know what I mean? And they've been together since, you know, the bubble, or the year before the bubble. So it's like they never reached that level of success since the bubble. And I just think that the fact that they just are so bad is way more shocking than the Knicks being as good as they are right now. You know what I mean?
See, my only pushback with the Lakers is that the majority of, not last year, but going into this season, the majority of the analysts were saying about the Westbrook thing that it was going to be a failure because they pretty much came back with the same roster. So nobody was really shocked with how bad they were doing, or like how bad they were in the standings and stuff. It's when they started making the trades, now they look like a legit team. And if they make the playoffs, I mean, the people are saying they could make some noise and stuff, but I don't think it'll be like, oh, the world's going to end if they get like bounced in the play-in or don't make the make it far in the playoffs, because they were so behind when they made these trades. They took forever to make these trades. So that's my only pushback about that and stuff. I understand what you're saying about LeBron.
Yeah, no, I respect it. I think the funny thing about these two teams is that they're so similar when we're talking about this discussion and this argument, in the sense that one team grossly overachieved and the other one grossly has been underachieving. And I wouldn't be surprised if either team got bounced in the first round. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are acting like the Knicks-Cavs matchup is a good matchup for the Knicks. That's still a scary matchup to me. Everybody feels super confident about that. I don't feel great about that matchup. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel great about that matchup, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Knicks lost that series, if that's who they end up playing. But I just think that
y'all being too cordial. I want to get to the talent, Christian.
Hey man, you know we love each other at the end of the day.
I mean, you got to talk about like movies or something. Bring up some movies topic or something like that.
Not only that, but we just warming up too. We just warming up.
Yeah, we just warming up.
Give us a second.
That was just an icebreaker. No, trust me.
But I definitely took that. I took that W for round one. I feel like Chow's up 1-0 right now. You know what I'm saying?
That was a draw, sir. That was a draw.
Yeah, I don't know about that, champ.
All right,
we'll let the people decide. You see,
the people listen, you will see Todd tries to just take victories that are not his victories. He just, this is a good example right here. He just did it.
That's the energy. I just feel the energy right now. It feels like that was an L for you right there out the gate. You know what I'm saying?
Todd, all right, so here we go. Todd, this is your first movie versus. There is no preparation. You don't know the actor you're going to get.
Let's go.
You don't know the actor you're going to get.
Now it's about to get spicy.
I'm getting out of here. Who you got?
Okay, we're going to see.
I have Liam Neeson and Gerard Butler. Movie versus 5 and 5. Christian, I can let you choose since Ty went first last time. Who you want to rep?
Liam Neeson.
All right, Ty, you got Gerard Butler. 5 and 5, we're going versus you give me a movie, they give me a movie style. Christian, do you want to start first or do you want Tyle to go first?
You know what? Let me start. I'm going to go all with right, Batman Begins.
Tyle.
300.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay.
Give me my round. Man.
Oh, whoa. Hey, relax. Relax.
No, relax. No. I'm inclined to give him that round.
You the judge, right? You the judge. Okay, bet.
I will let the audience pick who they choose, but I'm going to say I'm inclined to give him that round 300 of a Batman Begins. Tyle, you're – well, no. Yeah, we're going to alternate. Tyle, you're going? Your movie.
Oh, it's my turn now.
I like this. All right.
It's my turn now? It's my turn to go
yeah,
now?
Yeah, your turn, Todd. Yep, it's on you.
All right, I'm going to go Gerard Butler. I'm going to go Law-Abiding Citizen.
The Dark Knight. Get him out of here. The Dark Knight. You think I'm playing
Liam
with you?
Liam Neeson's not in that.
Yes, he is. You think I'm playing?
No, he's not.
Yes,
no, he's
you
not.
Can... Yes. Oh.
He's not in the Dark Knight, bro. If he's in it, he's in it for a second. That's not a movie, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
Yo, Tom, I'm not playing with you. Give me my round.
Hold on. We got to go to the videotape or something. Judges, we
get
need
him out of here.
We need a ruling on this one. You got to check the ruling on that one. Liam Neeson is not in the Dark Knight, bro. I'm here.
Give me my round,
Todd. Is he in the Dark Knight?
He's in there for like two seconds, son. He's credited. Yes, sir.
That counts?
Yes, sir.
That does not count. That's still my round,
championship.
Bro. Considering how much Liam Neeson is in that movie, if he is, in fact, in that movie, we haven't even established that.
Y'all see Ty's right? Drinking Ooh. Early.
How does he get that round? Has nothing to do with that movie.
He's drinking Ooh. Very early. He just put Law Abiding Citizen over the Dark Knight. You can't do that. Yo, Corey, give me my round, please. Thank you, Corey.
No, I'm eliminating you for that. You can't.
You see this guy? Yo, yeah. He always want to say people cheat. He want to say people cheat.
Oh,
and he
wow.
said Liam Neeson is in the Dark
That's crazy.
Night.
That's Yo. Crazy. Y'all doing me like that? He's credited in the movie. Y'all doing me like that? Okay.
This guy is crazy.
Wait till the people see this robbery Ooh. That just happened in the second round.
I can't believe you just said Dark Knight.
This guy is crazy. So you hear this guy?
Yeah, he gets that. He gets credited.
Oh, Christian, you're up. Oh, that crazy, was good, bro. All right, Christian.
All right. So where we at? We in the third round?
Third round, bro.
Two down two. Yo, that second round should clearly be me. That second round should clearly be y'all cheating already. Crazy. That's crazy. All right, I'm going to give you this. He's in Gangs of New York. Is he not in Gangs of New York?
Is he
in Gangs of New York, Ty?
Yes.
Is he in Gangs of New York?
Yes, he is in Gangs of New York. Yes, he's in that movie. Yes, I'm with you on that. That would have been acceptable last round.
That was a nasty, nasty move.
That would have been very acceptable last round, B.
That was a nasty, nasty move. Oh.
This dude is crazy.
Oh, man.
All right, so you said Gangs of New York?
Yeah, Gangs of New York.
right, I'm gonna go with. Let me see. What am I gonna think of? Give me a second. Give me a second. What is this guy in? You know what? I'm gonna give you this round. I'm gonna go with Phantom of the Opera, which is still probably a tough choice.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's Christian's round. Tile, you up? Oh my god!
All right, it's my turn.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go. Yeah. I'm gonna go more romance. I'm gonna go. P.S. I love you.
Oh, all right. I'm gonna get that out of here with the Schindler's List.
Yeah, that's Christian's round. We got 2-2. Christian going into the final matchup of this.
I got a juggernaut right here, Sean. The Star Wars. What you got?
Oh man, I ain't got shit for that. Den of Thieves. Den of Thieves.
Oh, that's a good movie. I actually like that movie.
That's a good movie, but that round
that wasn't first... fair based on the matchup, but I like it though. Let's keep.
Nah, I don't even like Star Wars, but I knew that would give me the round. I knew that would give me the round.
Oh, that was funny. But that Dark Knight was
He's credited in the movie. He's literally credited. In the movie. That's
a kid. You are a wild boy.
Yo. I deal with the credits. If the person's name is on the work, he gets the credit. Y'all need to stop doing that.
Oh, how do you even know that? You got this shit in front of you right now? So yeah.
He's in the movie. He's in there for like two seconds.
What part? What part is he in? What part of the movie is he in? Exactly.
At the beginning of the movie, when he's in the He's in the movie.
Well, okay.
He's in there.
The beginning of the movie when he goes, you were saying?
Don't worry, I'll send you the clip in the Facebook message. Man. I got you tonight. I'm going to send that to you.
All right. So both of you guys, a future reference, you can look up the movies because this is spot on. No research has been done.
Well, at least that first round, we didn't look it up. But now that you gave
that was great.
I'll do that. That was off the top of the head.
That was great.
Yo.
That was absolutely great. All right. The next thing we're doing is bigger cultural impact on hip hop. And no, it does not have to do with Nas. I'll let you know what? Christian, you will be debating Get Rich or Die Trying. Tao, you will be debating Doggy Style.
Let's go. Yo, Corey, you killing these matchups right now. Let's go.
So, Christian, you started off first last time. Ty, we're going to just ping pong these back and forth. Ty, you're going first. Let me get my timer. Again, bigger cultural impact on hip-hop. And Tyler, your minute 30 starts now.
So I got Doggy Style. Doggy Style personally is in my top three all-time favorite albums. I feel like Doggy Style is more influential for the fact that it was a main piece in that West Coast takeover in the early 90s. You know what I mean? Like Dre came with the obviously NWA started it off, but they didn't really get moving. Until The Chronic came out, which Snoop was also a big part of. You know what I mean? And both artists had this crazy buzz coming out the gate. I'm not going to take away from 50's buzz coming out the gate. But Snoop was that before that. And he just was instrumental in the iconic West Coast sound that is still timeless to this day. You know what I mean? Like, Get Rich or Die Trying was cool. It's a great album, all of that. I don't know about y'all. I feel like it aged really badly. And I don't know how timeless some of those songs are that we loved in 2002. But everybody still loves Gin and Juice. Everybody still loves Ain't No Fun. Everybody still loves Murder Was the Case. You know, even the B-side records on there is timeless. Pump Pump is timeless. It's a flawless album. It's a flawless album, and it still holds up to this day. And I think it was just instrumental in shaping that West Coast sound that we all know. And really, we've done battles. I've done East Coast, West Coast battles. And I'm scared of the West Coast when I have the East Coast because of some of these Snoop records. So, yeah, it's doggy style, hands down.
Doggy style, Christian, your minute 30 starts now.
All right, so both albums did like crazy numbers in terms of debut. So I'm not really gonna address that. I think for me, it's more so of what happened after the albums were released. So with 50 Cent and the cultural impact, after that Get Rich or Die Trying album drop, everything was like 50 Cent for the next like 3 or 4 years. So you had the G-Unit clothing line, you had the G-Unit debut album, which did massive numbers as well. And that was all over the place. Then you had Lloyd Banks become a big artist, Tony Ayo. 50 Cent followed up with another album, The Massacre. And yeah, I think as far as the difference between trying to decide on who had the bigger cultural impact, I think it all goes to like what happened after those albums dropped. Like, I think Snoop had a hold on the game when his album dropped too, but I don't think it was to the extent of what 50 did. Like, 50's run after that Get Rich or Die Trying album drop was like insane. Like, 50 was everywhere.
10 seconds.
Oh yeah, from the clothing, the video games, the movie. He had to Get Rich or Die Trying. Movie was like number one in box office, I think. So it was just, in terms of cultural impact, he like took over everything after that album dropped. And I think more so than Snoop.
All right. You guys, opening rounds are over. Have at it.
All right. So I can start this off this round, Christian?
Yeah, Ty, you go. Yep.
All right. So I hear what you're saying. I part of me feels like you're making very good points with that. Mm-hmm. Especially when it comes to like the stuff that has nothing to do with music. Like he did a movie. He did clothing, he did sneakers, you know what I'm saying? So that was definitely a cultural thing. So I give mm-hmm. you that. However, yeah. his run, as dominant as it was, it didn't really last too long. And
thanks, I agree with that. Yeah.
The impact really in terms of the music culture, I feel like he was able to get his man's hot too, because Banks' mm-hmm. first album is strong, Buck's first album is strong, you know what I'm saying? Game came from that camp. So all of that is true, but there would be none of that if it wasn't for the level of success that Snoop helped Dre reach. You know what I'm saying? There would be no G-Unit and none of that, I don't think, if Dre wasn't in that position. And a big part of the reason why he was in that position is because of what Snoop did for his career. You know what I mean? Like, in the early stages of his career, especially when he was by himself. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And then it carried over to when he left Death Row and went to Aftermath. Snoop was instrumental in that too. Because he was in, still, you know what I'm saying? He's on Still DRE. He's on the next episode. Those are some of the biggest records off of Chronic 2001. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I just feel like, even aside from that, Snoop is arguably the most famous rapper in the world. We just had this conversation. And he's been relevant since that album came out. And he hasn't put out anything nearly as good as that album since. And we're talking about an album that came out in 93. You know what I'm saying? Well, or 94, whatever it was.
So not to cut you off, that actually plugs into what I was about to bring up. So when I was mentioning earlier about when 50 dropped Get Rich or Die Trying, he went like through the roof. Like his music, me and you both agree, like his albums haven't aged well and stuff, but at the time when he dropped Massacre and Beg for Mercy and stuff, those were killing
Beg for Mercy. No, that was not killing, bro. Beg for Mercy.
Right now, in terms of album sales and stuff,
when it came out, it was not killing. I feel like after Get Rich or Die Trying came out and then he followed up with The Massacre, a lot of people didn't like The Massacre when it came out.
But I'm talking in terms of like album sales and stuff. We have to bring that into account right now.
It's a different time though, but I hear you.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, so like Beg for Mercy, that did crazy numbers. I think that did like four something first week. And The Massacre, that did like another milli, and like close to a million another week, you know. But with Snoop, see, not to downplay Snoop, he's had a longer career and he's more famous and stuff. But after Doggy Style, I think he came out with like The Dog Father, right? The or the
yeah,
like,
the Dogfather was his second album.
So you got it. Like,
good. The album wasn't good.
But that was also.
I feel like a lot of songs that were supposed to be. I mean, from what I from the research I've done and what I've heard, yep. like Death Row, the way yeah. it used to work is that they would take like whoever had the best shit and whoever was next in line was getting it. So like Two of America's yep. Most Wanted, that was a Snoop record. But it was Pac's turn, so yeah, okay, Pac got yep. the record. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like a lot of the songs that might have been on Dogfather ended up somewhere else. You know what I mean?
But
based on who was next in line in Death Row. You know what I mean? So he's suffering from that.
But yeah, that's where my main argument comes from. Like, in terms of cultural impact and stuff, both albums did they think, but it's more so of like what happened after those albums dropped. Like after Get Rich dropped, it 50 kept going. Like when Snoop dropped Doggy Style, it got kind of weird. Like the Dogfather dropped, then he went to No Limit, and it was some shaky stuff.
But I don't know if that's necessarily based on the music more so than that's based on like him falling out with Death Row and him falling out with Pac and all of that situation. You know what I'm saying? He kind of was like. When the whole East Coast, West Coast shit was like really bubbling, he kind of was like, you know, Big and Nas is my homies. You know what I'm saying? And that was like that, you know what I'm saying? So that kind of like, that made the energy weird. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, if they're taking his best records from his next album and they're not feeling him, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, I don't know if that was really because of the music or if that was because of his choice of words or his movement at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Those Doggy Style records, that album is a perfect album. It's a perfect rap album. That definitely helped shape that West Coast sound that's still so iconic to this day. That 50 Cent G-Unit sound is over, and nobody misses it.
I agree with you on that standpoint. But in terms of like the cultural impact, and in terms of like what happened, like when 50 dropped Get Rich, it was like 50 everywhere for like a good 3-4 years. When Doggy Style dropped, Snoop had that, and then it kind of went weird. There were different reasons and stuff, but at the end of the day,
it had nothing to do with the music, though. You know what I'm saying?
I mean cultural impact is more than just the music. Cultural impact is more than just
for sure, but cultural impact has nothing to do with him falling out with his record label. And one of his label mates, in this debate, I can't help Snoop there.
You know, I'm trying to win this debate. So at the end
of
the
day, I get it. There's no way that Get Rich Not Trying is more impactful than Doggy Style. You know that.
But for the sake of the argument, we're gonna let the listeners
get that round. I'm not gonna give any feedback on that because I did that for a reason for both of those albums. Next up. Next movie versus.
Woo! Let's go.
Oh, another let's go.
After every topic, you get in a movie versus. He told you.
Oh, so yeah, you're right. Yep. Fire.
We lit.
So
pardon me, I'm smoking, yeah.
By all means, go at it. Let's see. Don't want to flip a coin, or do I just wanna you know what? No.
Yo, give me somebody on the same level this time, brother.
let's even these
matchups up a little bit more. Yo.
You're gonna hit a matchup and you're gonna thank me. Tom Cruise.
Oh, Jose, yes, it is.
Okay.
Let's go, Tom Cruise.
I got Tom Cruise, baby.
And who I got?
Christian, you have Brad Pitt.
This is let's go. Yep. I'm ready for this. Yep. And I think Todd's first this time, right? Because He went first
with the Doggy Style, and so you're up first movie.
Oh, I'm okay. All right. Let me see. Oh, quick question: we can't do movies that they both in, correct? If I wanted to, we're getting those out of there, right?
I'm just asking.
Yeah, we can keep movies they did together out of the mix.
All right. I'm gonna start off with Meet Joe Black. What we got?
Meet early Joe Black.
Yes, sir. That's good. Ty, do not downplay that movie Meet in this Joe conversation. Black. Just pick your movie, Ty. Ty, just pick your movie.
Jerry Maguire, 1-0.
Yeah.
Oh. Maguire, 1-0. Get that.
Who cares about
here.
Jerry Maguire?
You better come with his best five, bro.
Who cares about Jerry against Maguire? Tom Cruise.
It's 1-0. You about to lose 5-0 this round. Yo. I'm about to smoke you this round.
Jerry Maguire.
I'm about to smoke your boots this round. It's my turn, right?
Yeah. It's your turn, yep.
It's my turn now.
It's your turn.
Top Gun. Scared. What you got? Let's go.
Top Gun.
Yeah, smoking you. 2-0. Let's go.
What's the time limit on this? What's the time limit on
this? Yo, this guy is scared.
Oh, give me, Okay. You know what? Corey, I want you to say who you give this round to, because I'm coming back with Departed. Who you giving the round to? Who you giving the round to? Corey, who you giving the round to?
Brad Pitt is not in Departed, homie. That's an L for you. That's an L for you. Brad Pitt? He's 100%. I put $1,000 on it right now. He's not in Departed.
Brad Pitt is not in Departed.
No, that's my round, yo. Get out of here.
Brad Pitt is not in the party. Are you kidding me? Brad Pitt's not in the party. Are you kidding me?
No, he's not in the party, bro. It's Leonardo DiCaprio. It's what's his name from Good Will Hunting? Matt Damon. It's Jack Nicholson. It's Mark Wahlberg. What? Who does Brad Pitt play in the party, bro? Who does he play in the party? Please tell me. The
hey,
guy's from Boston,
them.
And he thinks Brad Pitt is in the party. You see this?
This is why we need black
guys. Wipe your brow. You look a little shiny over there. Wipe your brow. I got you under pressure. You sweating right now. Get him out of here. 2-0. 2-0. It's your turn right now. It's your turn.
Yo, I swear, I thought he was in there. My fault, yo.
Hell no. And you try to argue it. This is all on tape. Hey, yeah. When we go back to the chat with this, I don't want to.
Excuse me. I'm up one in the other movie first round. Excuse me, sir.
But you getting cooked right now. Look, you in the oven right now.
It don't matter. It don't matter how you win. If you win,
I won that. Spinning around, son. Like a rotisserie in the oven right now. Your turn.
Right, so
and you got to go first. Let's go.
Can I go first? All right. Let me
you
got to
go
him.
First now.
Oh, man.
Yikes. This is spooky. You losing 5-0. I'm letting you know that right now. You losing this one 5-0.
All right. Give me.
Oh, my God.
You're scared. Crazy. Look at him. Nervous.
Give me Fight Club. Give me Fight Club, okay? Give
all
me
right.
Fight
that's
Club.
A good one.
Give me Fight Club.
Fight Club is a good one.
Okay.
Boy, he was in the party. You sure he wasn't in the party? You sure he wasn't?
Yes, I'm 100% positive.
He was not in the party.
Oh, my God. He don't do
it. You hear yourself?
This nigga said the party.
This guy is crazy. All right, so Fight Club, right?
Yeah, Fight Club, yo.
Fight Club. All right, cool. Fight Club, I'm going to go with A Few Good Men.
Dang, that's debatable. Who you giving that to, Corey?
You good men was a heater. And yikes. Brad Pitt got more in the chamber than Fight Club. This nigga said Departed. Nigga really used the Brad Pitt spot for Departed.
Yo, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to tell him it's 3-0, Corey. Yo, Ty,
stop talking to the judge. Let the judge decide.
You know, so crazy. I could do 20. I could do a full 20 clip with Tom Cruise, but you getting
well,
all
Tom,
the games, yo, right
Tom Cruise has a better catalog than
no,
Brad Pitt.
Because I could do better than you are with Brad Pitt. You playing yourself right now.
Yeah, you said Meet Joe Black as your first movie. You didn't say
y'all better stop trying to downplay Meet Joe Black. Like I don't understand where that goes. Oh,
I do believe it's my turn.
It's your turn. It's your turn.
All right. I'm gonna go round 4. I'm going to Last Samurai.
Okay, give me Inglourious Basterds. That's my round. That's not even debatable, Corey.
Yeah.
Corey.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
That's not. Thank you, sir. Christian,
you're hype.
Yeah,
lost.
I'm coming back. I'm making
it. But you already lost. But let's get you 4-1. So we can tone you all the way down. Let's go. It's your turn.
I'm gonna go with Ocean's 11.
Okay. Ocean's Thank 11. You. Finally.
Ocean's 11. I'm going Mission yeah. Impossible.
Ooh. Oh, that's debatable. That's debatable. I'll say that's Ooh. Debatable.
I'm going Mission Impossible. Corey,
who you giving that to, son?
And I could keep going with this one, but it's all good. Mission Give me impossible. My round. Let's move on to the next
Your
time.
Your time. Can you let the judge decide who he giving that to, please? Thank you very
he
much.
Could, he could give the round to you. You already lost three. You already
it don't
got
matter.
Three.
We two. We 1-1 right now in movie versus. You got swept. We 1-1. We 1-1. You all that talking. We 1-1 right now. We 1-1 right now in movie versus. I just see 1-1. I don't care. I just see 1-1. That's all that matters. 1-1 right now. 1-1. Wait till the third round.
But hold on, Corey. Who you give that to? Just for shits and giggles, we give that.
I gave that to Christian because
thank you, sir.
I like the Ocean's thank 11. You, I like the Ocean's franchise better than I like the MIB franchise. But Christian, you left Mr. Smith on the table. You left.
I personally don't think that's that good of a movie, but. I feel you.
You left Troy on the table. You left seven Troy on the table.
Troy is where he was bugging. Seven
Troy
is
fire. Troy is fire. I don't understand five. How y'all sleeping on Meet Joe Black, though. Y'all the first people I know that said Meet Joe Black is like. Everybody I know loves Meet Joe Black. Like, y'all don't know where that came from.
More than seven?
Yeah.
More than seven?
That's a good movie. That's a good movie. That's a fire. That's fire. That's fire.
Bugging.
I could have swore he was in Departed though, yo. God. I don't know where that came from. I thought he was in the
back though, baby.
I swear to God, I thought he was in Departed.
And he was ready to argue with me to the death. Like, yo, he's not in Departed, B. That makes your Liam Neeson Batman Dark Knight shit sound even crazier right now.
Nah, when the people listen to this. When the people listen to this, they're going to be like, yo, he was in that movie for 2 seconds. It counts. Right. Following the rules. They're going to be
that.
Oh,
God, right. That was funny.
I hear you, brother.
All right.
Corey,
make sure you keeping track of score because Ty be cheating with this. So right now, we 1-1.
It's 1-1.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you. Ty, you listening?
It's 1-1.
1-1. You listen to it.
Oh my God.
I think it's straight comedy that you're still accusing me of cheating after you said Brad Pitt was in Departed. And
yo, that was an honest mistake, though. That was an honest mistake.
That as the show clip that's going on, by the way. Because that was amazing.
Oh my
God. All right.
You are wild.
That was crazy.
When is this dropping, by the way? This is dropping tomorrow?
This is coming out tomorrow.
Oh, so, yo, me and Christian got two coming out tomorrow, which is crazy.
Yeah, we got two coming out. Yep, two.
Back to back. Oh, yeah. Nights. This is crazy.
Y'all on Foozies?
Yes.
Foozies, yeah. We're Foozies.
Oh, Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Look at him stealing my flow.
What a kooky dick.
Look at you guys all
but
over
this,
Matt
But yesterday, tomorrow. Yesterday was way more diplomatic than it is tonight. This is
diplomatic.
And Ty and I
agreed on most of the stuff.
You agree with most of my shit, you mean. That's what you mean. You agree with what I said.
Boozy, you can't bring them up there to agree on your platform. That's not what you bring them up there for. You bring them up there for this.
Y'all gonna love it too. Boozy's podcast yesterday was great. Y'all gonna love
Shout
it.
Shout out
it
to
out.
The fake mad pod Foozy's that me and him that's my guy. next lineup. Whoa, you guys are funny. All right. What was the better? Who had the better TV lineup?
Ooh.
Christian.
You better give me Fox with Martin and stuff. You better give me that. Stop playing with me.
Sure. Take Fox.
That wasn't even an option originally. But I'll do it now. That wasn't even one of his choices. Sure. I'm gonna say,
yeah, because Martin, I'll give you the Thursday night matchup. So I'll give you Fox and Martin and Tyler. You got NBC Thursday night.
I got TGIF, yo.
All right, he uses Audible. All right, I'll take it.
I'm gonna take NBC. Nah, I'm not using my Audible.
All right.
I forgot we do have to use those, right? That was part of the rule.
Yeah.
You do have to use it. Before
All right, so I'm going TGIF.
All right.
I'm Todd's first this time, right? Oh, no, I'm first.
Yeah, you're first. You're first up. You got Martin. Hold on, let me get my timer started. Tile has TGIF. Christian, your yep. minute 30 starts now.
All right, so the Fox Thursday 1990, it was in the 90s lineup of Martin, followed by Living Single, followed by New York Undercover, is the greatest lineup ever. That hasn't been a better lineup. That hasn't been a better. Yo, Ty, let me talk, please. Yo, Ty, let me talk. Yo, Ty, mute
you
yourself.
You're absolutely right.
There hasn't been a better lineups yet that could compete with those three shows. All three of those shows were iconic, had a cultural impact. Everybody tuned into them night in, night out. Everyone knew like the style, the clothes that they were wearing, trying to copy the items that they had, everything. Everybody was obsessed with those three shows. The greatest TV lineup to this date. There's no other TV lineup that's been able to compete with the Fox 90s lineup of Martin, Living Single, and New York Undercover. That's all I got to say. I don't need to say too much.
Okay. All right. Well, Dom,
all right. But before, hold on. Before, I just have one question. Just one question. What was the NBC lineup?
I don't know.
I didn't take it because I wasn't too sure. I know Fresh Prince is one of them, obviously. Right.
The NBC lineup. You guys.
I'm just curious. I'm not taking it, but I'm just curious.
So the NBC lineup was
Fresh Prince for sure.
Fresh Prince, Seinfeld, I think Frasier, and. NBC lineup.
The last three shows I didn't watch, but all those shows are iconic. If we talk about iconic shows,
you're tired. You put those over my lineup, that Fox lineup.
I like your lineup better, right, but which checking. Is more iconic?
I'm just checking the temperature.
Ty also has TGIF, but you're lucky.
I'm not even using the NBC.
Yo, Ty, choose your words.
I'm not even going with you. The NBC lineup would have smoked you.
Choose your words carefully. Your black card's on the line. Be careful, Ty.
Are both considered top 10 shows all time.
Yo, Ty, be careful with your words.
Some people consider Seinfeld the greatest show ever.
The people are listening, Ty. Be careful.
I'm just saying. So I feel like you lost twice here.
Yo, Ty, be careful, man. Just be careful.
I'm going to stick with TGIF.
Go ahead,
it's my turn to talk now. Hold on. So anyway, TGIF by far. I mean, the five lineup is cool. It's cool. But the only borderline iconic show that you mentioned is Martin. We love Living Single. That's not an iconic show. We love New York Undercover. That's not an iconic show. You want to talk about iconic shows and iconic lineups? We're talking about Family Matters. We're talking about Full House. We're talking about those two right there are iconic shows. One for the black families and one for the white families. Both iconic though. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, we got Step by Step, which is a really good show. So I think that's stronger. I think there were other ones too later as it went on, like Boy Meets World was in there, I feel like. Clarissa or some shit like that. I don't know, but they had a rotation. Boy Meets World is another semi-iconic show. The name alone, TGIF. Everybody couldn't wait till Friday to watch TGIF. When you was a kid, you was waiting for TGIF. The Thursday Night Fox lineup don't even have a name to it. It's just the Thursday Night Fox lineup. We always waiting for TGIF on Friday. Stop it. Give me my round.
All right. Minute 30 open rounds over. You guys can go at it.
You can say whatever you want. I feel like I won already.
Yo, Ty, you already lost this round, but I'm just going to, respectfully, Ty, you got to sit here on this Zoom podcast, this respectable podcast by Corey, and say, you Living Single and New York Undercover are not iconic shows? You gonna say that?
Yeah, I'm gonna say that. They're good shows.
You gonna say something like that?
Iconic.
Those are not iconic shows. I told you to be careful with what you were saying, Ty. I told you to be careful. I told you to be careful with what you were saying. And then you just went all the way off the bridge. You jumped off the bridge because you said something like that. You said,
let me explain myself.
I don't get this. I'm losing my mind right now. I'm losing my mind.
Give me a chance to rebut real quick. First of all, a few things to unpack off of what you said. One, we already know from the chat that you think everything is a classic. If it was an old movie, you think it's a classic movie. You know what I'm saying? We already established that. So when someone like you uses the word iconic,
I don't know. Crazy. I'm distraught crazy. Right now. You know what I'm saying? Sorry. I'm distraught. And then I'm distraught right now.
Let's take it a step further.
My head hurts. I don't.
Let's take it. Hold on. Let's see. I forgot my second point.
How are these two shows not iconic? I don't.
You throw that word around.
I told you to be careful with your words. Hold on. You had to say that. I told you.
Hold on.
Corey, I told him to be careful with his words. Corey, didn't I tell him that?
Hold on.
Didn't I tell him to be careful? I knew he was going to say something like this. I knew he was going to say something like this. I knew he was going to say something like this.
Let me finish. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
You talk about being careful with your words, but you are the person that throw these words like classic and iconic around.
Oh, my God.
If everything is iconic, nothing is iconic, bro. That's first of all.
But those two shows are iconic. Hold on.
I got one more point to make real quick, and then you got it. Hold on. Second part of this, you have to know and learn how to separate personal preference from what actually is true. All right? The truth is that
those iconic shows, that's the truth.
Family Matters and Full House is two iconic shows. The only iconic show that you have in your life, iconic show, is Martin. And that's, you know what I'm saying? And that's because that's one of the greatest sitcoms ever. You know what I mean? Living Single is a great show. Living Single is a great show. I don't want to take nothing away from Living Single. But the intro to Living Single is more iconic than the show.
Where's the Denzel close the door? Denzel close the door gift. Denzel close the door gift that use. I'm using that right now on you. I'm using the door is closing on you. I'm closing the door on you. The door is closed.
Based on what Corey said about Channel 4 got three iconic shows. So if I would have taken that and not used the Audible, you would have got killed.
I don't know why you want the NBC lineup because ER, Friends.
ER is the weakest, and that's considered a classic show. You know what I'm saying? You gotta separate what you like from what the facts are.
Corey, I won that round. You don't even have to say it. When the people listen, Corey, they'll just go give me that round.
That show blew. That show blew. Corey, George Clooney,
when the people listen, they go give me the round. It's okay. Ooh. You don't even have to say anything, Corey.
Forget. TGIF. I'm not using my audio now. I'm using NBC.
You can't go back.
I made an argument for both.
Oh,
my
God.
I beat you.
I'm sick. Corey, I don't feel good right now. I'm sick.
Iconic.
I'm sick of what just came out of Ty. What Ty was saying. It made me sick to my stomach. I was waiting for Martin as a kid. I was outside early.
You didn't even understand Martin as a kid, bro.
I was outside early.
You learned to love it later, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I was outside early, Ty. I was watching.
Get out of here, bro. The next movie version.
Hold on. I'm all messed up right now. I didn't expect Ty to say stuff like that. It messed me up right now. Give me a minute. Give me a minute. Ty's just bugging right now. He's bugging right now. This is crazy. All right, we ready. Go ahead.
Thank you for listening to Whatever Face Pod. This is nothing short of what I expected from these two gentlemen. Oh man. All right.
Yo, Ty, man. You called him not iconic. How you, Ty, you crazy, right, man.
Yo, you so, getting your ass kicked right now, brother.
Yo, Ty, you losing. Ty, you doing it again.
You getting your ass kicked right now, champ.
Yo.
Oh, God.
I won all the debates.
Yo, Ty, you lost that debate, Ty. You were trying to debate step by step. Get out of here.
Step by step was the afterthought. It was the afterthought. You know what I'm saying? I said one each world, too. That's a part of it, too. That's a part of it, too, champ.
Oh, my God.
Part of it, too.
All right. Next movie versus.
Oh, my goodness.
That was good to me. All right. Let's do actresses. Oh, man. And I'll keep in mind, Christian, you do have an audible that you have.
Please give him Viola Davis so I can smoke his boots. Please give him Viola Davis.
Yeah, that's not fair. Because that's not fair. That's not fair. We already talked about that. That's not fair. That's not fair.
Who the opponent is, and you scared?
Corey, don't listen to this man. Don't listen to this man. Don't listen to this man.
Viola Davis is the GOAT again.
She is the GOAT. She's the GOAT of acting. She's the GOAT of acting.
You just got super scared. He said that's not fair immediately.
I've already said Sandra Bullock has a better resume of movies, but she's not a better actress than Viola Davis. It's not even close. She just got better movies. She was able to land better roles. That's good for her.
Let the man give us our choices.
Let the man give us our choices.
I would love to see Viola Davis versus Sandra Bullock right now. I'm just saying.
Oh my God. Sandra Bullock.
Oh man. Mother of God. You guys are. So we're going to do this differently. I am going to say the title, and you two pick the person that you will rep. Movie versus. This is director only.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
What happened to the female actress? What happened to the actresses?
I feel like this is going to be... why not? Directors, five movies apiece. You can choose your own director.
Spike Lee. I don't need one. Is it
Spike Lee? Tom.
I'm gonna go with Scorsese.
I was about to say. I don't know why. All right, Christian, you went first last time.
Yeah, I went first last time. Yeah.
Tyler, you're up.
Tyler's up. And Tyler's going to start with, give me 1 second. Hold on 1 second.
Take all the time you need. Because this is going to get ugly. Take all the time you need. It's going to get ugly. I'm just letting you know right now it's going to get ugly.
First movie. Hold on. First movie.
Go ahead, Ty.
Hold on. This is
take your time. Take your time. Take all the time you need, Ty.
First movie, Casino.
Casino? All right, cool. Yes. Do the right thing. Get Casino out of here. Get him out of here. Do the right thing. Get Casino out of here.
There's no way.
Oh my God, they're doing it.
They're doing it. You got to be. This is not debatable. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. This is not debatable. Corey, give me my round and stop playing with
that
me.
Give me my round, Corey.
Thank you. And guess what? Hold on. Guess what? It's 1-0 me, and it's your turn now, brother. It's your turn.
This is what we doing. Okay. All right. No problem. Wait till the people listen to this. All right, it's my turn.
Your turn.
Yeah, it's your turn, bro.
Oh my God. Let me go with He Got Game.
He got game. It's about to be 2-0 right now. A movie that actually this person was a part of, The Departed.
Ooh. Corey. Corey, you know what I'm about to do? Corey. I will leave this Zoom. I will leave this Zoom, Corey. Corey.
And that vote's gonna be up to the audience because I that round.
Let's go.
No.
Let's go.
As it stands, it's one nothing with a one for the draw because the audience will pick this second round.
It's my turn. It's round three.
Round
three. You ready? What you got for this, Spike? The Wolf of Wall Street.
The Wolf of Wall Street?
Yes.
All right. Oh, man. Wolf of Wall Street. That's a good one.
Yes, it is.
Give me Inside Man. Give me Inside Man.
3-0
No. I give him Inside Man. Even though Wolf of Wall Street was a good movie, I give him Inside Man. Inside Man. All right.
So it's
now 1-1 with a tie.
It should be 2-1, but whatever. It should be 2-1.
1-1 with a tie.
Good turn.
Oh my God. All right. I got curveball. I'm gonna go with Summer of Sam.
Get that shit the fuck out of here. Summer of Sam, I'm going Raging Bull. Get that shit out of here.
That's debatable.
No, it's not. Summer of Sam is debatable with Raging Bull.
You gonna downplay Summer of Sam, Tom? Corey. Like that? Yo, Corey.
What we doing, man?
No, time out. I just had a debatable with
That was
The Departed.
That's
he got Gabe versus The Departed was debatable. That's what we doing.
Summer of Sam, the John Leguizamo movie. Raging Bull is smoking that, bro.
Corey,
oh god,
pick the movie, please,
iconic
sir.
Iconic film versus one of Spike Lee's bad movies. Pick the movie, sir.
Pick one movie.
Just so you know, it don't matter what you say in the last round because I already know what you're going last with. You're losing. The last round is automatic.
Yo, I've already won the last round. Corey already knows. Corey already knows what he's voting for. Yo, Todd, I'm just letting you know that Corey already knows what he's voting for. I will not talk to Corey for a week.
Let's do it, though. It's your turn, yo. What's the movie, bro?
This is the final round. Malcolm X.
Oh,
stop playing with me.
Hold on. Before we get to the final round, Corey,
yes.
Is Summer of Sam better?
Oh, yeah, he stole their pick.
That is funny.
What was it? Summer of Sam and what?
Ooh. Raging Bull.
Raging Bull. He picked Raging Bull.
Oh, boy. Raging Bull put De Niro through the roof.
Come on. And Pesci. That was their first movie together. Come on.
Have you even seen
Summer of Sam?
Corey, leave it to the people. I'm going to say both of you can choose better movies.
Even though both of those are good movies, you both could have chose better movies. So I'm going to let the people decide on that one, too. So it's 2?
Before Todd says his movie, to defend myself, I was going to say The Best Man, but when you made He Got Game and Departed debatable, it gave me a pause.
Direct The Best Man? The Best Man?
You are.
Yo, Deke, you are really messing up tonight, bro. Did you leave? Oh, The Best Man. Spike Lee directed The Best Man. That's what we doing?
Yeah, 40 Acres. That's his company.
No.
40 Acres is
directed. Directed. Spike Lee did not direct The Best Man.
Oh, Jesus.
He's credited for 40 Acres is his company. They are the ones who made that movie.
Maybe he produced it. He didn't direct it.
He gets that.
You don't get credit for that?
Christian will find a way.
Who directed The Best Man?
Director is Malcolm D. Lee. Producer Spike Lee. Malcolm D. Lee directed The Best Man.
I know this.
God you didn't say The Best Man. Oh, that would have been another L for you.
No,
my God. So your last movie's what? Let me remind the people.
Malcolm X. I already won.
Nah. The last movie is Goodfellas. Give me my round. Oh. You out of your mind, bro.
See you later.
That's not even close.
Yo, Ty, you have said some of the most craziest statements. What are you talking about? Yo, Ty.
How you comparing Malcolm X to Goodfellas, bro?
What are you talking about, Ty?
Malcolm X or Goodfellas?
Yo, my head hurts.
Malcolm X or Goodfellas? Who wins that match? Please let him walk easily.
Let Ty know. Let him know, Ty.
I want to thank you guys for listening to Whatever Fits Podcast. This has been a great episode. My two brothers. Oh. When I thought about this, I did not anticipate it actually playing out the way I thought about it.
Nah, this is classic. This is classic right here. This is what a classic is right here. But give me my round though, Corey.
Back to business. This is my it's my round, Todd.
Let the man speak.
Yo, Todd, stop.
Let the man give his
love.
Let the man give his feedback.
To continue this conversation, because the night ended up 1-1, and the final matchup is going to be left up to the audience.
Oh, man. Yo.
Oh, my God. I need shows or movies from both of you.
Corey, there's no vote on that from you?
Of course not.
I'm doing this for a reason.
You've been disrespectful this whole night.
Tell us off the record so we don't have to hear Christian cry on the show. Tell us off the record who you think won that round for real.
Malcolm X won that round.
There's no way, bro. You out of your mind.
Oh, Christian, I need a show. Tal, I need a show or a movie. But this has been absolutely A1. I can't wait for people to listen to this.
Nah, it was a pleasure, man. Thank you for having me, man. And
It was fire.
It's all love. It couldn't be better with anybody else, bro. You know what I mean? It wouldn't have been better with anybody else. You got smoked, but it's all good.
Yo, Corey, you see this, right? Corey, you see what Todd's doing, right? He does this all the time.
And you lost in an NBA debate, and you say never for me. And you lost the NBA debate out the gate, bro.
How did I lose? Yo, Corey, you see this, right? You see this, right?
I'm rubbing you up tonight, son.
NBA. World. Ty lives in his own world when it comes to winning battles. He lives in his own world.
Took it to game seven in the first movie joint. Come on, so I'm smoking you.
Ty lives in his own world with victories. I told you. I'm telling you, Christian,
I need to show a movie because I can literally let this run for another 2 hours because you both are just that great. I need to show a movie.
It's over already? You don't got another topic in another movie? God damn.
I have a part two to this. All right, my stuff is cool. If you think this is the last time the both of y'all were going to be up here alone, you're sadly mistaken.
I'll be ready for part two. I'm being in the gym, son. I'll be ready for part two.
I need to show a movie before we cut out.
Oh, Creed 3. If you haven't seen that yet, go watch it. It's a great movie. Yeah, that's the movie I would recommend.
Creed 3. Ty, I need to show a movie.
I'm gonna give you one of each. So I'm gonna say a movie that I actually suggested to Christian that he ended up really liking. Knock at the Cabin. It's a good movie. If you haven't seen it, it's a good movie. It's worth checking out. And a show that I'm going to mention, but I'm going to mention because I hate this show, at least off the first episode, is Swarm. And I mentioned this yesterday, too. There was a lot of hype behind this show, and it's Donald Glover, who I really like. And I haven't seen the whole thing, in all fairness. I only watched the first episode. But after the first episode, I thought it was terrible. So I'm going to force myself to get through it, but... Those are my suggestions. Well, not a suggestion, but those are my two options, my two choices.
And
one
speaking
because
of
I
liked shows,
it, and the other one because I don't like it at all.
And I forgot to mention, speaking of shows, I was about to hit y'all in the chat. I don't know if I'm going to watch it, but they got a documentary on that the Subway dude.
That's the show.
What's that put me on?
The dude who was messing with the kids.
The sandwich guy, I peeped that, I saw that, it's on, at first
I wasn't gonna watch it, but they saying that's the full documentary. They talk Subway knew that he was doing that, and if you're into documentaries,
check it out, bro. It's crazy.
That was literally the show that I was going to recommend. The docuseries on Jared from Subway because it's wild. That's what I heard.
I heard it's crazy. Yeah. That's what I'm about to.
Yo, I'm gonna
I don't
put
know
y'all
if
you're
gonna be able to get through it though.
I'm gonna put y'all on to something. Yeah, it's tough. I'm gonna put y'all on to something too though. That's kind of fire that I just got recently. I don't know if y'all be like if y'all are into those type of shows like. Docuseries or like crime series or anything like that, true crime stories and shit like that. But if you into that type of stuff, Discovery Plus, that app is definitely worth getting. It's only $5 a month. Discovery Plus. It's $5 a month, and it literally has it has Discovery Channel, it has ID Channel, it has HGTV, so you can see like House Hunters and Do It Yourself, all them fixer up shows, all them home improvement shows. It has the Travel Channel, which is really more about like paranormal shit than travel, but it has those. So like alien abduction shows, all of that. It has the ID Channel, which is all the true crime shit. See No Evil, Evil Lives Here. Yo, it's fire, bro. I got it. It has everything. That shit is official. And it's only $5 a month.
That's not it.
Thank you, gentlemen. You brothers, I appreciate both of you. I love you both.
Always, always.
Love you too, bro. Love you too, Christian. You heard my brother. God. You already know.
Yo, all you, yo, Corey, I just want you to when you go on Facebook, just in quotation marks, say New York Undercover and Living Single Ain't Iconic, and then you know, quotations. Todd said that. And then watch the comments come in.
And then follow it with him saying in quotations that Brad Pitt is in The Departed and Spike Lee directed The Best Man and Liam Neeson is in The Dark Knight. Add those quotes too.
That's perfectly fine. That's perfectly fine because they on the credits, sir. They on not Brad Pitt. I made a mistake about Brad Pitt. I already said I apologize because I thought he was in there. I apologize about that.
All right. Oh man, get your excuses ready. This has been great. Thank you for tuning in to Whatever Face. And until next time,
I